Blog Talk Radio.
Impressive.
Might as well call you Prince, really.
Nah.
This cat produced, arranged, played. I'm going to play the first track that I heard, What If, and I want Horsefly to actually give a comment after we get through playing this, because he does music as well, and we both are into music real hard. So this song, Curtis Hurley, What If, on ATACP.
His name's Wayne Poor. That dude's like the nastiest bass player on the planet.
I heard a lick in there, and I was like, wow, I liked it the way you did it. That sounds good. I was paying attention to every instrument in there. Paris in my chat room, she said she liked that song.
Okay, sweet. Appreciate that.
Horse Fly.
Hey, what's up, TAZ? Yeah, man. That's the first thing I was going to comment about, too, was the bass, that funky bass. You know, that big take you back. You don't see too many people using the moving bass like that, you know. But I like the song, too. I like the message behind the song also. And that little solo guitar, way it came in later out of nowhere, you know, without any type of hint that it was coming. But, yeah, real nice song, man. You did the background vocals also?
Yeah. I had one girl singing with me, my oldest sister. I told you, everybody in this family got some skills, too. But I had to pull her in because she was the one who, you know, poured that gift into me. So I had to return that favor to bring her in on this project. She was doing the high-end stuff, but everything else was me. But, now, that guitar player, his name is Andrew Robinson. And like I said, the dude is one of the nastiest guitar players on the planet. I mean, these guys, I would stand them up against anybody. And thank God they're willing to travel with me. So what you hear on the CDs and on the MP3s, you're going to be able to hear on the road because I got the same cats. So it's going to be awesome.
And speaking of the road, what do you got lined up? Where are you performing at?
We're working on the debut concert next month in Charlotte at Faith Soldiers Word Ministries Church. Church seats about 800, so it's going to be a nice crowd that night. I'm still working on solidifying the date. I got a meeting with that on Monday. Next month I got a bigger show in Tennessee. So it's starting to pop. Once we get that first show solidified, then we are locking the rest of the dates. And we're going to pretty much take this thing everywhere.
Well, yeah. You need to hit Atlanta, too. Let me know something.
Most definitely. You give me all this love, you know I'm going to come and have you, you know, have you roll back days with me, too. So.
Yeah. I need to see it live so I can really get my critiques. You know that. Go on.
If you check us out on YouTube, you see there's a song called the Amen song, and that's from one of the first concerts we did. So we'll come just like that, man.
Well, like I said, I checked out a few of your videos online, and you said, you just look them up under Curtis Hurley, and they ought to come up, correct?
Yeah, Curtis Wayne Hurley. So
okay. The song, The Blood, I kind of know what it's about, but I want you to explain what you and your motivation basically on writing these songs. I mean, it just comes to you, or it's gift from the Lord, or I mean, you just come up with these ideas like boom, and you got a song and you put it together. I want to know the creative process behind that.
Generally, when I'm working on something, it starts out like a feeling. It's a kind of a buzz in my spirit, so to speak. I mean, it's like, you know, not to sound too out there, man, but I guess I have to. It's kind of almost like a vibration somewhere deep inside me. I can feel it. I know something's going to happen. And it usually pops off in a dream you know, I'm reading the Bible and I'm just reading a scripture and, you know, I have sometimes I read something in the Bible and it almost sings to me. It's like, oh, I could put that in the track, you know. But it's always like that. It's something that God bestows upon me. God gives me. I'm never going to be able to say, hey, you know, I sat down and wrote this, because it's never like that. It's always just given to me, and you know that's why you know, a lot of the cats that there's a guy playing on the track. His name was Alphonse Key. He's actually John P. Key's brother. He was the one who poured the musical gift into John. So when I'm working with him, he's telling me that your music is coming from someplace else, man. This is crazy. And he's saying, you know, I'm listening to what you're doing, particularly on the song The Blood, because, you know, when everybody's playing bass, you know, the bass always hits on the one, you know. you hear that first, you know, that 1, 2, 3, 4, that bass is on the 1 and the 3, you know, and that's the way it flows like that. Well, this one is completely opposite. The bass is on the 2. And he's like, that's the first thing that caught him, because Al's a bass player too. But as far as what this song is about, a lot of people walking around with a heavy amount of guilt over things that they have done, things that they've experienced. You know, because we are humans, we gonna make mistakes. And the devil takes that man to beat you down for the rest of your life. I mean, you trying to get things straight. You trying to walk that straight and narrow. Case in point, let me tell you, a friend of mine who's a pastor, he had been doing some things and then got his life together and started preaching. You know, he even stepped into a young lady. And, you know, his trial sermon, his very first sermon, you know, he's sitting down. When he stands up to preach, she is front row center, looking in his face. You know, she's the one, I mean, she's got this all-tale knowing smile on him, and she's trying to pull him back down into what he used to be in. And that's what the devil always tries to do. It always tries to keep that guilt rolling, flowing. But the thing about the blood is, it's cleansed you of all unrighteousness, and you got to renew your mind in that. You got to start thinking that, you know, Jesus came down here and died for me. Therefore, everything that I've been carrying around, he already paid for. So, right. I got to drop this and move on. You know, I got to renew my mind to all the things that the Bible says about me, not what the devil says about me. Because if I try to flow in my strength and the things that I am and I've done, I would never go anywhere, man. I would just be hiding from the guilt. So that's where that song came about, to let you know, man, you're free. Keep moving.
To heart, God has made you free, like the Bible says, Romans 6:18. God wants you to reach your goals, to realize those dreams you're pursuing. But there's one thing you have to know, to get there starts with renewing your mind to the things that the Bible says about you. You're no longer subject to the sin that used to own you. Jesus' blood has cleansed you. Your faith in God has saved you. Children of light, Christ gave his life. It's time that we walked in the newness of life. Here we go.
I'm free by the blood Christ shed for me.
The enemy is gonna try to tell you otherwise. Fill your heart with deception and a bunch of lies. But you gotta understand that God loves you. He sent Jesus down to earth just to die for you. Don't matter what you said, don't matter what you did. What matters is God's word. Repent and just start renewing your mind to the things that the Bible says about you. You're no longer subject to the sin that used to own you. Jesus' blood has cleansed you. Your faith in God has saved you. Children of light, Christ gave his life. It's time that we walked in the newness of life. Here we can go.
I'm free. Yeah.
By the blood Christ shed for me.
Washed clean.
By the blood
Christ
shed for me.
By the blood Christ
shed
for me.
By the blood Christ shed for me.
I'm free.
Take this. set you free. By the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
Yeah, that intro had me popping. I was like, wait a minute. I started playing it right after you started talking, right?
Okay.
I started playing it. I had to look and see. Did I press the right song yet? Okay. It does say Curtis. Because, you know, I was like, wait a minute. Kind of slamming on that. And there's my people in the chat room gave me some information. Paris gave me some information about her. I think her uncle owns a gospel record company. And the more people you meet in this business, you never know along the line. And he's in Atlanta as well. So if you want to try to get some connects down here in the ATL, him and his wife own a gospel record label. And I got the information. I wrote it down, phone number, likewise. Then my nephew, he writes for an online magazine that I'm friends with the owner. He's friends with the owner as well. This online magazine, they write up different artists, and he want to do a write up a bio on you. So I'll put you in contact with him as well, because usually a lot of artists that come on my show, I give the information to my nephew so he can put them in the magazine.
Okay, man, I appreciate that, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, more exposure. You got to have the most exposure so everybody know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, man.
It's all good, man. You never know who's listening to, because a lot of people listen and they give feedback to a lot of artists that come on the show. A couple of artists, they had a concert deal through just being on the show. So, you know, just never know.
That's awesome, man. Man, I just really want to say, man, thanks for giving me the opportunity to be heard, man. I mean, I appreciate that you sought me out, man. I mean, it's more than you know. So, thank you, brother.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem. Like I said, I was feeling the music. I'm a music fanatic. Horsefly, what you got to say about that track, The Blood?
It's staying consistent with the other one, man. You got a very unique sound there, too, man. Like, not only the vocals, the music, and that's good because, you know, it's not like any type of copycat type thing coming out. You know what I mean?
I feel it.
And you're creating your own little path there. So, yeah, keep that up, man, and stay. You know, stay bold in the Lord, man, and, you know, he'll take care of you and bless you, man, and take you where you need to go.
I received that, brother. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Go on, sir. It's on you, Kurt.
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. I thought it was somebody still talking. Okay, I'm gonna go on to three.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go on to three like the bass do. So when you actually think about it, and as far as writing your whole album, producing yourself, did you just knew it in your heart that I can do this by myself and I didn't need no help, I didn't need to wait on nobody, I just needed to put this out. I'm just, you know, I want other artists to know that, you know, they can do it themselves too if it's in them. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, I need to wait on this. I need, you know, people to help me with the recording, to do this and do that. So you went out on your own and just laid your path because it was in your heart. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I did the entire, all of the recording of the project in my upstairs bedroom, the entire thing. And then I took it to New Soul Productions here in Charlotte to mix, because you want a fresh set of ears. You don't want, when it comes down to a mix down, you know, they may hear some things that you didn't because you're so close to the project. And New Soul mixed and mastered it for me. That was cool. Basically, what he did on all the projects was, you know, on every song, it's just like he would sit down and confer with me on things he liked about it. And but you need that feedback from somebody else. But as far as waiting on someone else to write something, unless you do not have those abilities, do it. I mean, step out on faith. That's what this thing's supposed to be about, right? You know, you're supposed to be the thing that blows my mind, man, and I won't stay on my soapbox for too long, but everybody's trying to sound like everybody else, you know.
There you go.
Like, God can create a new sunset every single day. You can stand in the same place and take a picture of the sunset at exactly the same time, and it'll be a different thing. And if he can do that every single day, he can create something new in you. You know, you just got to take the time to listen and step out on it boldly, you know. You know, the music may be a little different, but when, you know, even when grandma started hearing the words of the song, she like, oh, bring it, you know. Tapping, I mean, she down there got her little, you know, bopping her little gray head, and that, it was just blowing my mind. I mean, she had to be 68, 70 years old. Came up, gave me a hug, all right.
Hey, you know what? Ironic that you say that. My mom and dad is, like, in their early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I do hip-hop, and I do hip-hop gospel as well.
Okay.
And I sent them the gospel CDs. And they were just like really feeling it, and I'm like, they are older than a lot of these younger folks that's trying to say that you know, well, around my age, trying to say that you shouldn't be doing no hip hop gospel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't even worried about it no more. My mom and dad think it's all right. They know you still talking about Jesus. Hey, it's good. It's good.
T.A.G., I ain't never heard about you being worried about anything, boy. You always in that
boat. Yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying, you know, I listen to what other people say, too. And,
yeah.
You know, they criticize the point that there shouldn't be no gospel hip-hop. They don't like it. I'm like, if you're talking about Jesus, it's the same thing. I mean, you might not be singing with, you know, no harmony, but you're still talking about Jesus.
That's right.
Now,
and you're reaching out, trying to reach someone that a lot of people are not going after. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
And that's good because, you know, and everybody's looking for that new sound. Because once you start coming out with that new sound, you know, once it
right.
catches on, you know how it is. It's a slow start, you know what I mean? So don't let that get you discouraged. Keep your faith and stay strong at it, you know what I mean? Because everything like this takes it's a slow start, but once it gets started and it gets caught, catches on like fire, and then, you know, then that's it, you know what I mean? And now you'll have a lot of copycats copying you.
Yeah, but you're the originator.
Yeah, right.
And the thing about it is, I love new sounds. I don't like listening to the same old thing. And, and like you were saying, everybody trying to sound the same, and I'm not feeling all that. I'm really not. I mean, if you got talent, you got talent, which is cool. But if you're trying to sound and emulate the same thing that we already heard, it's not cool no more for me. I mean, you know, like T-Pain. He sang on the autotune. And I mean, I felt him because, you know, wasn't too many guys doing it at the time. He was doing it when he first started, but now everybody catching on. I mean, there's a lot of people that sing, that really sing and use it to change their voice in the right way where you can't notice it. You know what I'm saying? Like Cher, she used it in all her, a lot of her songs back a long time ago, but she didn't use it to the point where it was like you could tell somebody's voice has been altered. But T-Pain did it that way, and I was like, I'm feeling him. And when everybody else started doing it, I'm not feeling everybody else now.
Right.
I'm like, I ain't feeling everybody else. I mean, I'm feeling the guy that I first heard doing it, but I ain't feeling everybody else, you know, that's just on the bandwagon. So, yeah, keep that up. Keep doing the thing that you feel is good in your heart because it's going to be different. It's going to be a new sound. It's going to be your sound.
The thing that just kind of blows my mind also is that you get all these cats who are trying to sound as close to secular as possible, and I'm not knocking that. I ain't got nothing against that at all. But when you gonna come like that and then come soft on the Jesus talking about, you know, I give my praise to him and to you, you know, if you if your airplane is crashing, you can't say, oh, you help me. I mean, you got to call on that name. And that's one of the things that just irritates me the most about the brothers who just come soft like that. If you gonna come hard on the music, come hard with the Jesus, because they'll still feel it, man. You know, the word is the word. Like you said, if it's gospel hip-hop, if it's the word, it's going to work. If it's gospel country, I don't care. It's the word. If it's real, then they're going to feel it, you know, because it's the word, not, you know, not the music. It's the word, the strongest thing about it, you know. long after that song fades from memory, that word that you spoke, if it's real, that's what's going to change people's lives. And that's,
right.
You know, my objective now is, you know, sounding arrogant, I don't care, but to change the world with the music. That's what we're doing.
And the song Lamb Most High.
Lamb Most High. And, you know, we pulled in a cat on that to rap, man, and it was unusual to me. Well, it was just different to me that he didn't even try to write anything. He just opened up the word right there in front of me and then started rapping out a song. And you know, he blew my mind with that. I gotta give it to the cat. But still got the same guitar player, same bass player on there rocking it. You know, they my boys. We down to the end. You know.
Lamb Most High.
Yes, sir.
Curtis Herman.
You're listening to another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live. I am G Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check out my official website, G Wright Online, gwrightonline.com. This is another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live.
That's my boy G Wright, gospel singer. I did ten tracks on his new CD that he will be working on after he comes back from Japan. He's going to be on tour in Japan again. He comes to the house parties and sings. He does a lot of stuff with us. He's like my little brother. That's G Wright. He also got a radio show here on Blog Talk. So
nice, man.
That's G. And I want one day you need to meet G, because y'all need to do a collabo. G kind of sounds like a cross between Luther and Christopher Williams. He sounds like both of them.
Wow. Yeah.
That cat's bad. But like I said, he's doing ten of my tracks on his new CD, because he came over here and lost his mind, heard every beat. I like that one too. Man, that's a hip hop beat, big bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, dude. And he started singing on it. I said, well, that kind of sounds good. You know what I'm saying? That kind of sounds good. Praise God. You know, I was like, that kind of sounds good. But yeah, G Wright is he's a joy to have. We talked to him. I talked to him just today, and he said he couldn't go to the house party, but he's coming down the week of. Where a lot of my people come down on Wednesday, the house party, which is on Saturday, and I cook all week long. So he definitely coming for the vittles. That's one thing for sure. Curtis, I want you to give your information to the people where people can reach you, contact you, actually get some of the music.
They can get samples of the music on iTunes, on Amazon, any major online store, like iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, all under Curtis Wayne Hurley. You can, of course, reach me on Facebook. You can get me on MySpace and Twitter, all under the same thing, Curtis Wayne Hurley. You got to put in that full name, though. You put in half of that, you're going to come up with somebody else. But those are the best ways to hit me up. You know, we are hard in the process of building, putting this tour together, got the band together. We are working hard trying to make sure that what comes across in the music on the recordings comes across on stage even more powerfully. So prepare to get your head blown up when we do this cut. You know, not only are we doing it in our own, you know, artistic abilities, we're doing this under the anointing of God.
Well, brother, I'm glad that I ran into you online. Listen to your music online, and I expect to hear bigger and better things from you, dog. Especially one day, I'm going to be turning on BET, and he's sitting there talking about, well, this is Curtis Wayne Hurley taking the place of Bobby Jones right this week. I can see that cat right now. What? I'll be like falling out. Telling everybody, hey, my boy on TV, dog.
Don't you worry, man. We're going to throw a mad shout out to you every time, man.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I love the music. And that's what drew me in when I heard the music. I was like, yeah, can't you sing too? And I'm like, man, no, I got to have him on the show. And that's, you know, that's all it was about. I'm glad he came on.
Also, don't forget to tell everybody to go check out the video on YouTube for that first release, What If. You know, they could just go in and put in, again, Curtis Wayne Hurley, What If, and that video will come up. Trying to make that thing go viral, you know, trying to get as many hits on it as possible. You know, I want to make sure that this thing is in everybody's face, particularly because it's an independent project. And if you don't have the a major behind you, they're trying to push you to the curb. But, you know, we want to do this in the power of the people. So, of course, an anointing of God, but, you know, get the people behind this. It's Curtis Wayne Hurley. The video is What If. And it'll tear at your heart a little bit. So, you know, please do go check that out.
Hey, Curtis.
Yes, sir.
Hey, make that Lamb of God the second release, man. That's got a catchy hook. I like that, man. Especially how the rapper come in there. Make that your second release, man.
Actually, the great minds think alike. That is actually the second release.
Okay.
Yeah.
People will start singing that because it has a catchy hook to it, and it's like, you know, they like the simple, and it's really catchy because I'm sitting here, it's playing back in my head, so I'm like, okay, that's got to be one of his next releases.
We did that song at that House of Jazz concert, and the way we ended is, you know, is doing the hallelujah, then hallelujah all the way through. And then we just break it out, man, let that ring out through the audience, and then we kick it old school with the hallelujah. Man, the place erupts.
The old school hallelujah?
Yeah. Yeah, because... Yeah, we go old school on them because they think, you know, just because you do something that's a little funky and a little rap to it that you don't know nothing. But you got to hit people hard. You know, you got to hit people where they are. And when we did that, and then we do the old school song Hallelujah a cappella, and then we're modulating that thing a cappella, so they don't know what's happening. I mean, they can barely contain themselves. I mean, when you gonna get out there and then go old school and then go old school a cappella and then change keys on them in front of their faces? Oh man, that's
well,
I said, little old lady, come up to me, give me a big hug. I'm like, let go, Grandma. I mean, appreciate it.
Well, again, good luck to you. And I know, like I said, I'm going to hear some more stuff from you, man.
Yes,
and
sir,
we'll have
sir.
To do this again when you're on tour, matter of fact. When you start this big tour, I'm going to want to hear from you again.
It would be
take
my
care
pleasure.
Of yourself.
All right. Thank
you,
brother.
Take care of yourself, brother, and we'll be in contact. I got your number now.
All right. You be blessed here, brother.
You too.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Peace.
Well, Horace Fly, that was Curtis Hurley. I was supposed to have another artist on, but you know how people do. It's hard to get some good artists that just want to be on, or they either forgot. You know what I'm saying? So that's usually what happens. Let's talk about our history. We have, like, I counted today. I think it was 34 years ago today. I was not this day exactly, but sometime 34 years ago when you
I think
called
I'm
me.
Old. I think
what?
I was like old too.
Man, we was young, boy. You called me because you was over at King Studio, which was
That's
in
right.
Reynoldsville, Ohio, and you called me. You needed another rapper, like, you know. I didn't even know you was at the studio, so that go to
yeah.
show. And I came right over there on the dime, put something down real quick. I know you was like, man, this dude was already ready.
Oh yeah. Because you know I knew you was going to be already ready.
I was already ready. I only had I put down, I guess we was doing, what, 32 bars at that time? I don't know how many bars we was doing. The show wasn't doing no
16. I think it was on 16. I think we were still on 16. And maybe 30. Yeah, I think
I
we were going
to say it was longer than that, man, because, you know, remember they used to have them disco albums back then that used to last, what? Songs used to last 6 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, songs only last like 2 minutes now.
It's structured. And I think when we first started, it was a little longer. He pretty much came and put the structure to it. So now we got to break this down, Lord, and put it in that type of song form. But Albert Howe has the only copy that I know of, and we're going to have to track him down and see if we can.
I tried to hit Albert on Facebook, but I ain't getting no response back.
Yeah, so okay, we both stay persistent, but yeah, those were some fun days, man, for real, man.
Yeah, really. And you do you still do music, right? When you got
yeah,
a chance. I know you running things. I called you a baller the other day. I know you heard that on your answer machine.
Yeah, I heard that.
this cat teaching me how to ball, man.
No. You are the baller.
No, no, dude. I'm up there sitting there going, man, this cat got. But and if you want to get with this, you know, this mansion that I got for sale, you can hit me up at. I'm like, wait a minute. Did I call the right number? This cat selling mansions and jacuzzis and everything else.
That's what's
yeah,
up,
man.
Man.
But do you still get a chance to do music?
Yeah. Right now, I'm currently working on a gospel movie down here right in Steubenville. And we're trying to, of course, we're working on a few soundtracks. But when I get a chance, man, we'll build on that and let you know where we're at. But I'm just briefly describing and letting you know what's going on. We've been pretty much working on it for about a year. And
right.
It's just, you know, it's going with its usual bumps and everything, but we ain't going to stop, you know what I mean? Just going to keep.
Right, right.
But,
yeah, I remember back in the day, man, using the dance group and everything else, too.
Yeah.
I seen the pictures on Facebook. I was like, this is some memories. I see when y'all was at the CIO, I think it was.
Yeah, the CIO, the old Chocolate City discos Ico used to give.
Long time ago.
Not about that, man. This Facebook boy bring up memories.
Yeah. I seen them pictures. I was like, whoa, I remember that. Long time ago.
Your cousin John had his tight pants on. I had to throw that
around. I remember. I'm going to play a song from our new CD, me and my boy Ron L., who will be at the house party. He's in Virginia, in Williamsburg, Virginia. And we do a CD every year. And the concept is I write all the songs and do the music, and he just come in and sing the hooks where I'm already singing to let him know where to come in at. And, man, we do this on the fly. Like, on a weekend, we record 28 tracks. And a lot of people be amazed, like, how did y'all do that? Well, you know, I got a digital recorder, set up a little mock studio in the hotel room, and we go for broke all weekend long.
That's right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this song is called, it's off the Z Smooth CD, because we call, his name is Smooth Sounds, and I'm T-A-Z, so we call it Z Smooth, and that's the name, it's the new name of the group. We were called the Love Brothers, but now we Z Smooth, and I've been knowing this cat for 28 years. We were in the Army together. This is called Some Other Ish. We're going from gospel to straight hood right here on ATACT.
With the hottest beat and the tightest flow, keeping on the hustle so the niggas won't know. Smooth sounds with the style, here the boy blows. Z Smooth in the building, y'all should know. We let the funk ride cause we don't stop. Fake punks hating the album on top. We grab a mic smooth, you know we rock. 14 hits every year, we always drop. New artists nowadays, they copy fame, saying they real, but sounding the same. This is mighty serious, they call the game. No music education, they weak and lame. I suggest fake artists take a pack, spit about the real, bring real music back. Melodies and songs, we know you lack. We on some other shit, straight real, straight fact.
We be on some other shit.
Another head rush, a jib-jab groove. If we get this right, we can move the crowd. Reciting these lyrics, kick the vocals loud. New artists nowadays, they copy fame, saying they real, but sounding the same. This is mighty serious, they call a game. No music education, they weak and lame. I suggest fake artists take a pack, spit about the real, bring real music back. Melodies and songs, we know you lack. We on some other shit, straight real, straight fact.
We be on some other shit.
My nephew would probably got about 30, 40 CDs. Would probably average about 12 to 14 tracks on each. Even more than that, probably more than that. My nephew probably think I'm being modest, but I don't know how many it is on the real. I know I've done over about 6,000 beats. I know that.
You know, it wasn't until I got on Facebook that I realized that Bugs was your nephew. I said, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now there's a J Bug that's my cousin. He's a bad boy too. Matter of fact, I got an intro he did for me. I'm trying to find it. You're gonna be like, this intro is tight. Here it is right here. He did an intro for me. He does gospel hip hop strictly, but he did this intro for me.
Yeah. Yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yep. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro broke kid, hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decrease. I'm thinking, on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Strokes, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun at all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep a true arm, about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, the yeah, and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. Know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Spread the love. Know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Yep. All up in the place to be. WATAZP. Yo.
Yeah, that's my cousin up in Mansfield, Ohio. He did the beat. Yeah.
That's banging.
I tried to tell
you. Yo, that is a song. Yo, you got to push that. Yo.
They put the intro, man. Dude was just playing around. I know you like, yeah, what? He was just playing around, though. Yeah, I got some songs by that cat. That cat is serious, though. But he did the beat.
Yeah.
He just did a little intro for me. Drop something down.
That's nice, man.
I know.
And that one you did with the Reasons, would you use the Reason on the one you did right before then? That was pretty. I like that guitar lick in there, man. That was pretty tight.
Yeah, yeah. I do all my beats electronically on the computer and manipulate sounds. I got sound CDs. I had a dude, I was at a dude's studio down in Columbus, and he plays, you know, everything. But when he heard a lot of my tracks, he's like, "Where you get these CDs again, man?" he was like, "Man, did you play that piano?" I said, "I manipulated on the computer, but I didn't play it. I put it together." And he was like, "No, man." I said, "I put every lick on there together. Now that's my original piece. Just thinking about it, but no, I didn't play." And he was like, "Where you get these CDs at again?" He was through. He was sold after that. Because at first he's like, "Man, I don't be liking no electronic stuff." But when he heard a couple of my beats, he was like, "Man, wait a minute. Dude, this sound real like you playing live." I said, "Well, that was my intent, you know, to make it sound like that."
Wow.
Yeah, it's easy for me now.
Oh, that's
anytime
good.
I do a beat, I just put on the program and go in there and it takes me about a half hour to hash it out, work out the chorus, the instrumental, you know, the beginning, the ending, and the middle. You know, just work it out like that. And whatever a little effects I want to add in on it. And then I sit there and listen to it. Then I write a song. Or sometimes I have a song in my head already, so then I just play the music, whatever comes to me.
Yeah, you got to be one of the fastest writers I know. I know that one.
Yeah, everybody say that too.
You are one of these
I try, man. If you need a song for me, I can almost just go in and you give me the subject, then I can think about it and put it down for you.
That's what's up. There you go.
I'm hooking up this white dude that's a gospel hip hop artist, and he loved all the beats I got. And he said he let Andre's 3000 ex manager hear one of the beats, and he said, "Man, because you know only." Sold it to him for $20. I got the rights still, you know what I'm saying? Gonna get some points off the album once he drops his album. But he said, Andre 3000 manager said, well, ex manager said, $20. I heard worse beats than that, that cats paid a whole lot more money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, he part of the ATAZP family, so it's all good. Because he just strictly using my beats. I'm like, "Man, go get another." No, I like yours, man. everything I heard in here, I like.
One
I'm
going to
leave you with, I redid a song by James Cleveland. And it's called Songs. Wait a minute. Let me get it right before I even start singing. Because James Cleveland put all the instruments together in church. So he could praise God. It's called Psalms 150. And you look up Psalms 150, and it's the actual gathering of different instruments to praise God. In other words, every voice can be heard to praise God. This is the disco version, so by the time we get through playing this, we'll be off the air. This is me, Ron L., Gina L., and Rolanda 700.
which is artists that's under the ATAZP label. We did it one weekend during the house party. We always do a new song for the house party. I want to thank again my guest, Curtis Wayne Hurley, and also my boy, Horace Fly, who's down in the Ville, Steubenville, Ohio. Thanks for coming in. This is the song, Songs 150, baby.
All right, man.
What we gonna do?
Let's go now.
Praise
him.
Do some, Lord. Do some. What we can do? We final verse of Psalms 150 says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Let every creature praise the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord.
Children, it's here.
We don't have to go to the front. Well, we can't.